Now then, Palestinian worshippers have been forcibly dispersed from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Israeli forces say it's in response to Palestinians setting up barricades to prevent Jewish groups from entering. Israeli police have increased their presence in the holy site in occupied East Jerusalem. At least two people have been arrested. Let's cross straight away to Natasha Ghanem, who's in occupied East Jerusalem. So, Natasha, what's the latest? What's happening right now?
A short time ago, someone got on the loudspeaker inside the Al-Aqsa compound and said the Israeli police are, quote, invading and putting out a call for people to come and, quote, defend Al-Aqsa. Right now, we have about 17 people have been injured. Five of them have been taken to the hospital. Their wounds include rubber bullet wounds and beatings. We know that at least two people have been arrested, according to Israeli police. This began early this morning, around the time of the dawn prayers, when Israeli police said that they had to go inside the Al-Aqsa compound because a barricade was formed at the gate that non-Muslims use to access Al-Aqsa compound. The Israelis have a key and restrict access. In any event, the Israeli police said that they went in, dispersed, and since then, several waves of Jewish groups have been allowed to access the Al-Aqsa compound, beginning at about 7:30 local. It is a designated visiting hour period for non-Muslims. We have about 15, 20 minutes left of that designated visiting period. During Ramadan, for non-Muslims, the visiting hours are greatly reduced. But as you can imagine, the tension, because the memory of what happened on Friday, when more than 400 people were arrested, more than 150 people injured, is still fresh in the minds of many. So who is inside Al-Aqsa today? These are a variety of Jewish groups that include Jewish settlers, ultra-nationalist and Zionist groups. They believe that they have the right to pray inside the Al-Aqsa compound. Right now, all they're allowed to do is wander around the grounds. They are not allowed to pray, and they are not allowed to perform any kind of ritual. In recent years, the numbers of these groups have increased. They've become more vocal about their desire to pray inside the Al-Aqsa compound. That is where a site called the Temple Mount also sits. It is very holy to Jews. And this morning, we have seen increased numbers from a typical Sunday. That is because it's the Passover holiday. It's converging with Ramadan. So there is heightened demand for access to the compound. We've seen children, boys, girls, women and men inside the compound. But again, in about the next 15 minutes or so, their access will end. We did see video of buses carrying these Jewish groups severely vandalized outside of the gate to the Old City. Police have arrested two people so far.
So, Natasha, there's all sorts of pressure points, aren't there, around this time? And today, Sunday, is another one. Why is that?
It's still part of the Passover holiday, but for all of our viewers, this is the first time in more than 30 years that the convergence of Easter, Passover, and Ramadan have come together. So as I said, there's heightened demand for access to the compound. But people might, just to recap, wonder why there's such a state of agitation. There was the violence on Friday that I alluded to, but we need to back up to March. Beginning on March 22nd, there were a series of four attacks in Israel that killed 14 Israelis. In response, the Israeli security forces launched an ongoing operation in the West Bank. About two dozen Palestinians have been killed, dozens arrested. There have been criticism of a heavy-handed approach and collective punishment on the part of the Israelis. And add to that, in the days leading up to Passover on Friday, there was a fringe group that had been offering a cash prize for anyone who would get inside the Al-Aqsa compound and sacrifice a goat. There had been calls before to do such a thing. The Israeli government has never allowed that to happen. Six people were arrested, but this campaign went viral on social media. Calls were put out for Palestinians to come to Al-Aqsa and, quote, defend it. And Thursday night, hundreds of people actually spent the night in Al-Aqsa, which might explain, again, the volatility that was there when the clashes began on Friday morning.
All right, Natasha, leave it there for the moment. Thanks very much for that update. Natasha Kinnane there.